BBB, Boekhouder Bos Bierum. Voor ondernemers, organisaties en particulieren wordt een afspraak met de boekhouder weer leuk. BBB zorgt voor orde, organisatie en structuur in uw papierwinkel. BBB staat garant voor een goede service en kwaliteit. Boekhouder Bos Bierum, Jan-Willem Bos, staat garant voor een fijne samenwerking en heeft 40 jaar ervaring in de administratieve wereld. Heeft u vragen met betrekking tot uw administratie of wilt u een afspraak maken? info@boekhouderbos.nl Poelmanweg 7, Bierum.
Dit is Eems Delta in de ether op FM 105.4. Ook digitaal via de kabel Ziggo kanaal 912 en KPN kanaal 1201. Wereldwijd te beluisteren via omroepeemsdelta.nl.
Christiaan Bonenbakker met het NOS Journaal. VVD-leider Jessel Gusse is niet helemaal te spreken over het Nederlandse verzoek aan de Europese Commissie om te mogen afwijken van het Europese asielbeleid. Ze vindt dat de aanpak van PVV-minister Faber serieuzer en diplomatieker had gekund. Haar schriftelijke verzoek voor een zogenoemde opt-out werd vandaag meteen afgewezen. Volgens Jessel Gusse had het kabinet het verzoek beter eerst kunnen bespreken in Europa om op die manier bredere steun te zoeken. Oppositieleider Timmermans zegt dat Nederland zich met de brief van Faber belachelijk heeft gemaakt. Het dodental van de nieuwe reeks ontploffingen in Libanon is opgelopen tot 9. Zeker 300 mensen zijn gewond geraakt toen, net als gisteren, elektrische apparaten van Hezbollah ontploften. Het zou nu gaan om portofoons. Gisteren waren het piepers. De nieuwe reeks explosies leidt tot nog meer drukte in de Libanese ziekenhuizen, die gisteren al overbelast raakten door de ontploffende piepers. Toen vielen 12 doden en raakten bijna 3000 mensen gewond. Hezbollah zegt dat Israël achter de ontploffingen zit en ook Amerikaanse bronnen wijzen naar Israël. Een Siamese tweeling uit Pakistan is in Turkije succesvol van elkaar gescheiden. De baby's Minal en Merha zaten met hun hoofden aan elkaar vast. Ze deelden vitale bloedvaten en weefsel in hun brein. Voor de scheiding waren meerdere operaties nodig. De laatste duurde 14 uur. Die werd al in juli uitgevoerd, maar dat is nu pas bekendgemaakt. Volgende week zullen de meisjes vanuit Turkije terugkeren naar Pakistan. Mathieu van der Poel heeft de eerste etappe in de Ronde van Luxemburg gewonnen. Het is zijn eerste overwinning sinds Parijs-Roubaix dit voorjaar. In Luxemburg bereidt van der Poel zich voor op de WK in Zürich, waar hij volgende week zondag zijn titel verdedigt. Het weer. Het blijft droog, minima vannacht tussen 12 en 15 graden. Morgen overwegend zonnig, maar later is er vooral in het zuidoosten kans op een bui. En het wordt maximaal 24 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Welkom bij jouw radio. Dit is Eems Delta. De beste muziekmix elke dag. En altijd dichtbij.
Radio van dichtbij.
De nummer 1.
Eems Delta.
Dit is Sidekick met Heinz Verstappen.
Eems Delta.
In de serie Akoestische Concerten is vandaag de beurt aan Jackson Browne en David Lindley. Deze twee hoeven verder geen nadere introductie. Er is in eerdere Sidekicks al veel over deze artiesten verteld. Je hoort ze vandaag in een concert live opgenomen in de Main Point op 15 augustus 1973. Jackson Browne, zang en gitaar, en David Lindley, zang, gitaar, fiddle, mandoline en steelgitaar.
Thank you. said she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up, are you still can? Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I was standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. Was blind, but now I see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. Open up, I'm climbing in to take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song that a good friend of mine wrote by the name of John David Souther. He's going to be playing here in a few weeks. And I just released his album. This is one of the songs on it. It's called Jesus in 3/4 Time.
If I gave you my blessing and bid you good night, something was holding me down. Once I was baptized, and that was alright. Now if I just can't living for Jesus day after day, nobody lives quite that strong. Blessed assurance is one thing to know, and another to sing in a song. Family possessions were passed on to me, no longer
never fit in my hand. Once I was saved, that one was free. Now I'd be pleased to know just where I stand. Living for Jesus, making it pay. Nobody lives quite that long. Once I singing higher and higher and
higher. Starting to happen every set. They say that Elvis used to break a lot of strings too in his wilder days. This is a song I wrote for a girl I knew that was living on an organic vegetable farm in Malibu, California. She had apprenticed herself to this Italian botanist who had invented a sweet lemon. And she was real knocked out by him. She was after the secret of the sweet lemon. I used to go down there and visit her all the time because I was sort of after the same secret.
Shadows fell, hiding from the children so they would not tell. We would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you will help me find tomorrow. The daughter of a captain on the rolling seas, she would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knees and said the next time they would sail away just where they say you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until
my ships can find the sea. Comfort and a mercy through and through. Hiding from this world together, next thing I knew, they had brought her things down to the bay. What could I do? Jamaica say, yeah, you will help me find. Our waters have run dry.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Corky Carroll. You don't know about Corky Carroll because he's sort of a Southern California hero out of my school days. Corky Carroll was this really hot surfer. You'd be out in the water and it'd be a good day, you know, and there wouldn't be too many people out, but you'd suddenly people start whispering, Corky Carroll just drove up. Yeah. I met him in a club that I was playing at just a couple weeks ago. Because he plays music too, he's a musician. And he's got a record company. It's called Rural Records. It's got the logo is a telephone pole with a pigeon sitting on it. And they're based in Capistrano. So I'd like to dedicate this song to Corky Carroll and the great Mysterioso Pacific Ocean.
Every woman, child, and man who have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can. Now everyone must have some thought that's gonna pull them through somehow. Oh, the fires are raging harder and harder, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now.
sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Oh, rock me on the water, I'll get down to the sea somehow. Oh, people, look among you, it's there your hope must lie. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, I'm gonna stand before the Father, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Oh, rock me on the water, and maybe I'll remember, maybe I'll remember how. Rock me on the water, I'll get down to the sea somehow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is radio. No one's flashing any of those applause cards or anything, are they? When I was about 5, I was in the Art Linkletter show. And that's the only thing I can remember about it. I said there'd be this little dude with a little card that'd say applause, and we'd flash it up every time. Flash it down and just die right off. This, I like to do this song for a horse. This horse, it's a New York City handsome cab horse. We were over there the other day, and it had a collision with a truck. It's one of those left turn in this, you know, intersection numbers, and the driver of the truck wasn't looking where he was going, and you know, plus they probably run into, you know, things all the time, except this time it was a horse. And you know, they cover up the horse's eyes, you know, so they don't get uptight. Yeah. So suddenly this truck hit it. It's all right, though. So pissed off about it, actually. It was sort of bleeped about it, actually. It just ran off into the park. Thank you.
Adam was a friend of mine. I did not know him well. He was alone into his distance. He was deep into his well. I could guess what he was laughing at, but I couldn't really tell. Now the story's told that Adam jumped, but I'm thinking that he fell. Together we went traveling as we received the call. His destination, India, and I had none at all. Well, I still remember laughing with our backs against the wall. So free of fear, we never thought that one of us might fall. I sit before my only candle, but it's so little light to find my way. Now this story unfolds before my candle, which is shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in a way. I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. We were laughing still as our goodbyes were said, and I never heard from him again as each our lives we led, except for once in someone else's letter that I read, until I heard the sudden word that a friend of mine was dead. I sit before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits beside the way. Now this journey appears before my candle as a song that's growing fainter the harder I play. Till I fear before I end, I'll fade away. But I guess I'll get there, though I wouldn't say for sure. Was a friend of mine, I did not know him long. And when I stood myself beside him, I never thought I was as strong. Still it seems he stopped his singing in the middle of his song. Well, I'm not the one to say I know, but I'm hoping he was wrong. I'm holding out my only candle, though it's so little light to find my way. Now this story's been laid beneath my candle, and it's shorter every hour as it reaches for the day. And I feel just like a candle in a way. Oh, I hope I'll get there, though I never pray.
Thank you very much. No. No. I'd like to introduce my friend to you. His name is David Lindley. He sort of plays Igor to my Dr. Frankenstein.
Talking these days, these days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to, and I stopped my rambling. I don't do that much gambling these days, these days. These days I seem to think about how all these changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'll see another highway. Cause I had a lover, and it's so hard to risk another these days. Be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. Well, it's just that I've been losing for so scheming these days I'll sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter tones to ten. Please don't confront me with these failures. Oh, I had not forgotten them.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We met this Japanese cowboy in Chicago. He came into the club, and he wanted to talk to me because he said he wrote for a rock and roll newspaper in Japan. Had these really great boots. And like during the course of the interview, it turned out that he was in the United States making a movie. He is an actor. And he brought in this really beautiful Japanese girl who's an actress. And they're doing a movie about them in the United States. And apparently they're like, they're stars or something in Japan, you know. And, you know, they're really nuts for Western music over there. This guy, his name is Hiroshi Asada, and he's been a freak for country music for a long time. He sang us a song called The Ballad of Ira Hayes that he had learned from Mike Seeger. No, he learned it right from Peter Lafarge, the guy that wrote it, who's like a rodeo Indian who's dead now. I don't know if you know about Ira Hayes. Yeah, Ira Hayes was one of the soldiers to erect the flag at Iwo Jima. He was a war hero who died, you know, right after the war. He couldn't get a job, and he was and he drank, you know. He started drinking, and he wound up dying in about 2 inches of water. He fell in a ditch, you know, and drowned. So there's this ballad that Peter Lafarge had written, and Hiroshi liked to sing it. He sang it for us only. Instead of coming out, he sang country music perfectly, understand. He had total nasal twang, you know, a little rough end on the top end of his voice and stuff. Only it came out the ballad of Ira Hayes. Sort of half Japanese and half country. And I'd like to sing this song for him. Because this song is sort of half Japanese and half country.
The sun flashing on the water top, echo on the land, digging for a coin, many other tiny worlds slipping past my strangest thing you ever.
Wait a second. All right, shh. Hang a second. Can you? This happened once before. It just goes till everybody like wakes up and gets their fire hats on and stuff and gets in the truck and drives away. Do a fiddle reel.
We'll blast them out.
All right.
All right, lad. David's gonna do a fiddle reel for you. It's called The Reel of the Hanged Man.
Know what they're dealing with over here. No, they don't.
Get a pint of Guinness in him. That's our amplifier. We could have had our choice of all kinds of various amplifiers, but we picked this one because it makes toast, too. All right, lad.
Time for a little IRA.
All right, wait a second now. Give them one so they make sure we know what we want. I can't tell them. Faster than that.
Faster than that? Oh, I'm going to play faster.
Yeah. You've ruined me for a career as a guitar player. I might be able to like press out some hamburger patties somewhere. That's about it. All right. Back to Japan. I'd also, besides singing this song for Hiroshi Asada, Akira Kurosawa, Tatsuya Nakadai, Toshiro Mifune, Zatoichi, you're the first people we've met outside of LA that know about Zatoichi. Flick, I mean, you know, he's been playing that role for like 15 years. Yeah, he's like the Hopalong Cassidy of no. Zatoichi is a blind samurai swordsman. I mean, like he's totally blind yet invincible, right? It's a really soulful dude. David, well, now's not the time, but David does a perfect Zatoichi.
However, and by this time, you see, I'm in about 7 slices, and I just sort of. That's Zatoichi. You have to understand, you out there in radio land will never understand, but you have to understand that the whole thing is you never actually see the stroke that kills, you know, the opponent, you know. In this one Toshiro Mifune movie called Samurai Assassin, he's getting ready for a battle, you know, which some other people don't want him to go to. For reasons I won't disclose, but he wakes up and realizes he's surrounded by these 7 of his comrades who are trying to keep him from making this one rumble, you know. And he looks around him and he goes, he goes, you just see him go like that, and about 3 of them fall, you know. Because that kind of swordsmanship is called EI, and it's just like, it's like out, slash him about 4 ways, and back in before, you know, it's just, and every, like, about 4 dudes fall, and the rest of them, like, run around like chickens while he hacks them up. And, anyway, besides Hiroshi Asada, the Japanese cowboy, Zatoichi and Tatsuya Nakadai, the Marlon Brando of Tokyo, and all these other people, I'd like to sing this song for my little half-sister who lives in Japan and is half Japanese.
Colors of the sun flashing on the water top, echo on the land. Digging for a coin, many other tiny words slipping past my hand. It wakes to understand you are not dreaming, it is not seeming just to be this way. Shadows on the sky, loneliness of seagull songs lifts me from the sand. Fading to the wind, sailing on a looking glass, tremble where I stand. If wake to understand you are not sleeping, it is not keeping yourself inside. Dying men drown numbers in the air, dream to conquer little bits of time, scuffle with the crowd to get their share, and fall behind their little bits of time.
Thank you. voices in the air, sympathetic harmony coming from the trees. Hanging at my door, many shiny surfaces ringing in the breeze. Oh, leave me where I am choosing not to plan my life. Disillusioned saviors search the sky, wanting just to show someone the way. Asking all the people passing by, doesn't anybody Joseph and Maria, they think they see another sky. From my fallen window I still see them. I'll never free
There was a woman in the audience the other night that was in labor, you know? She was sitting there right by the door. She was timing the labor pains, and it was like down to 5 minutes. And it's just before I went on stage, you know? She said she wanted to see the show. Yeah, really, it was really nice. So we hurried up and did the show, you know? And she named it Jason. Yeah, that's really out of sight. Alan Kramer and wife. All right. All right, for Jason Kramer. That's all right. Hey. Right. Yeah, power to the babies. No. That power to the mommies. Let's do a... It's hard to tell exactly how long we've been up here. But, seven minutes, huh? 52. All right. We'd like to do this tune for you here that was inspired by these great, really beautiful redneck people I met in the woods last summer. I met them in Utah. I was floating in this river, trying to forget about Los Angeles, just floating there looking at the sky. And this dude floats by and just sort of... looks at me, says, "Hi." And I open my mouth to say hi, and he goes, pop something in my mouth, which dissolved instantly in this colorless, odorless substance, which will go unnamed here. Guy's back there crossing himself. Yeah. Anyway, we had a most amazing day, and we took over the entire Mount Zion National Monument. We conquered the universe for one afternoon there. I'd like to also dedicate this song to the Coppolas who live across the alley there for having four great daughters, and also to Tommy, their only son. This song is basically about, well, not to cop out, it's about cradle snatching. I'd like to dedicate it also to Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry, who married their 13-year-old cousin.
How has it all begun? They're teaching you how to walk, but you're already on the run. Little one, what you gonna do, little one? Honey, it's all up to you. Your daddy's in the den, shooting up the evening news. Mama's with a friend, lately she's been so confused. Little one, come on and take my hand. Well, I may not have the answer, but I believe I got a plan. Honey, you shake, I'll rattle, roll on down the line, and see if we can't get in touch with a very close friend of mine. But let me clue you in, it ain't like him to argue or pretend. Honey, let me introduce you to my redneck friend. Well, I got a little list of all those things of which they don't approve. Well, they gotta keep their eyes on you, or you might make your move. Little one, little, I really wish you would.